Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. CO launches parcel search tool for Arkansas real estate pros. The Arkansas Commissioner of State Lands Office, led by Tommy Land, now offers an online parcel search function. Real estate professionals in AR can quickly access parcel records to verify land ownership, assess state-held properties, and expedite due diligence. Bookmark www.coasl.org/search for parcel lookups on your next transaction. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines, Guide to Arkansas Commission Rates, Structures, Negotiation Tips, and Alternatives. A complete guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Arkansas, covering commission structures, negotiation strategies, and alternatives to traditional models. For Arkansas agents, understanding local commission benchmarks and evolving fee structures is essential to staying competitive and articulating value to clients. Review the full guide to sharpen your commission conversations and explore alternative models at the link below. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. New Arkansas Property Records Tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. A centralized Arkansas Property Records search platform now lets users check owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in AR can cut due diligence time by accessing comprehensive property data from ownership to encumbrances through a single interface instead of fragmented county systems. Bookmark h/arkansas.propertychecker.com/ for faster pre-listing and closing research. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Public Records resource now available for property research. A centralized online portal for Arkansas public records has been published, providing access to property and county records statewide. Real estate professionals in AR can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and accelerate transactions by accessing official records through a single resource. Bookmark this public records portal to expedite your next property search or client closing. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Building Code. Statewide fire prevention rules now in effect. The Arkansas Building Code is adopted by the State Fire Marshal's Office as part of the 3-volume Arkansas Fire Prevention Code, which applies statewide, including in rural and unincorporated areas. Real estate professionals need to understand that building code compliance extends across all Arkansas jurisdictions, affecting property transactions and development regardless of location. Review the full code requirements at the Arkansas Department of Labor and Licensing website. Arkansas Real Estate Updates. AREC Portal, your hub for AR license management, CE, and consumer resources. The Arkansas Real Estate Commission website provides quick links for license searches, applications, complaints, continuing education, approved topics, and consumer resources. AR real estate professionals rely on AREC for compliance, renewal, and staying current with education requirements. Bookmark.arkansas.gov for direct access to licensing tools and 2025-2026 renewal forms. Arkansas Real Estate Updates. Arkansas Real Estate Commission, now under Department of Labor and Licensing. The Arkansas Real Estate Commission is now housed within the state's Department of Labor and Licensing, accessible through the Arkansas government portal. Real estate professionals in AR need to know the correct agency location for licensing inquiries, continuing education, and compliance matters. Bookmark the portal at the link below for direct access to commission resources and updates. Arkansas Real Estate Updates. White County Tax Assessor Gail Snyder, elected official info and services now online. The White County Tax Assessor's website provides information about current elected official Gail Snyder and the property assessment services offered. Real estate professionals in AR need accurate assessor data for property valuations, tax estimates, and client consultations during transactions. Review assessor services and contact information at ht/whitecounty.ar.gov/assessor. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon, and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AR cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some AR jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.